And God saw that it was good. In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Many times you have heard me take notice of gaps in the scripture readings where it kind of jumps around a little bit. Or I'll say something like, if you want to learn more about that reading, go back a few verses and find out a little bit more about it, or read on. Well, that wasn't the case this morning with the Old Testament reading, because it's the very first verses of the Bible, and the whole story is there, no breaks. In all its glory, the story of creation, chapter 1, verse 1, to chapter 2, verse 4. It's all there. And thank you, David, for the wonderful reading on that. So it is read during this Trinity Sunday. So for us this Sunday, the story of God creating the heavens and the earth, it takes on deep meaning. So allow me to offer a summary again. God said, "Let there be light," and God saw that the light was good. God made the sky, and it was so. God made the seas and the earth and brought forth all kinds of vegetation, and God saw it was good. God made the sun and the moon and the stars and saw that it was good. God created the creatures of the sea and of the air, and God saw that it was good. God made the animals of the earth, and God saw it was good. And then God made us, humankind, in the image of God, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and the birds of the air, and the animals of the earth. Verses 29 through 30, I'll shrink though into this. God says, "See, I have given all of this to you." And afterwards, God saw everything that was made, and indeed, it was very good. God created everything, and it is good. Let's revisit day 6. God made humankind in his image, and indeed it was very good. I'm going to bring that 6th day into now. God made you. And God is with you, and you are good. I spent some time, I was blessed, over this weekend with two servants of God. The first is my dear friend Jim. Jim was going through a very difficult time in his life with many challenges. He was caring for his elderly parents who he had just moved in to his house with him. His wife was having her own health challenges. He cares for and does as many activities with his youngest son as he possibly can because he has Down syndrome and needs to be kept active. All of this And he had a demanding job as an accountant for a small but very busy firm. And yet Jim heard God's call through all this and entered the formation process to become a deacon in the Episcopal Church. Jim heard the voice of God and acted. He realized at the beginning of the process that his job, though stressful and demanding, was the main support for his family's needs, and so a vocational, permanent, part-time deacon made the most sense. But God kept talking to him and said, "Yeah, Jim, I know you want to be a deacon, but I want you to be a priest. Feed my sheep." Jim was ordained Saturday as a transitional deacon, and God willing and the people consent, he will be ordained a priest in what usually is about 6 to 9 months. And today, this morning, he is serving his faith community. This was my intention this weekend. I was going to go up to Pittsburgh and I was going to be a part of his ordination. The second servant of God I met completely by chance. His name is Emmett. I returned to my hotel after dinner on Friday night, plopped down on my bed, opened my sermon notebook, and continued the outline that I had started. I had been reading Genesis over and over, and my focus was on, and God saw that it was good. And then I got stuck. Where do you want me to go with this, God? So I thought maybe I needed a change of venue. So I went down to the hotel bar. And I ordered a drink, and I sat down in front of the TV there, and I think I started watching college baseball, I think it was. But there was a man at the end of the bar doing the same thing. And a woman walked by and up to him and stopped and asked him, "You look familiar. Do I know you?" And he answered softly, "Yes, we met at a fundraiser not long ago." "Oh, that's right," she said. And then asked him, "What is it that you do again?" He answered very softly that he runs a nonprofit. Now you're thinking I must have been doing a lot of eavesdropping here on this conversation. Well, sort of. So a few minutes later, though, after they had finished their conversation and she had gone back to her table, I couldn't help but ask him. "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be listening too closely, but I heard you run a nonprofit. What is it?" "I own a construction company that hires people right out of prison." I thought, "What? You do what?" I had to learn more about this. "How can you do that?" I asked him. And Emmett began to tell me more about how God turned his life around. Emmett was one of the biggest drug dealers in the Pittsburgh area back in the day. Made tons of money, drove the fanciest and the biggest cars, and people looked up to him. And his life was a total mess. He was in and out of prison. And one day, it fell all over him, and he started to pray. And it felt like God was asking him, not telling him to do something, God was asking him a question. How can you use your gifts to better serve humankind? So he started a construction company because, one, he liked building things, and two, he wanted to help people. So he started hiring people that no one else wanted. His company first got small jobs, as you can imagine. They were paving streets all over the city. Those are little jobs that other companies didn't want to do. And now they are building, and now, as we were talking that day, they are building electric vehicle charging stations all over the Pittsburgh area. I had to ask him, do your employees ever mess up? He said, oh yeah, all the time. I go, what do? How do you handle that? And he said, I give them another chance. And another. And sometimes another. Some of them come around, some of them don't, and they just end up leaving on their own. But the ones that do stay know that Emmett had been through all that the same way that they had. Emmett was telling his workers something similar that God told him. God made you in God's image. God is with you. And you are good. Two servants of God, pretty different, yet I can't stop thinking about what God was saying to them. You are made in the image of God. I am with you, and you are good. So back to the sixth day here again. God made you. God made me. God knew you before you were conceived in the womb. God sees you. God is always with you. God has given you gifts so that you continue to be good. All God's creation is good. We all need to remember this. When we go for walks or Sunday drives, today would be a beautiful day for one, or when working around the garden or the backyard, it's all a beautiful gift from God. When we meet a stranger and strike up a conversation and then listen to their story, because they are also a gift from God. And probably most importantly, we should remember that each of us is a beautiful gift of God, made in God's image, and that God is with us, and that we are good. We have gifts that will help us better serve the sea, the air, the earth, all the vegetation, all the creatures that live and grow upon it, and to use our gifts to better serve each other. Amen.